Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 68th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 50 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. Now, these chariots are not like these chariots that we think about when you remember the old movie Ben-Hur, you know, where they're riding just a little, the horses up there, and you need a little, where one or two guys can sit. No, these chariots, remember, they're translated wagons. The same word that they used when, remember when they went to go see Jacob and Joseph sent all those wagons from Egypt. And we mentioned it was probably Joseph who invented these great wagons. We would think of them as trains, almost large things that could carry vast supplies of food and whatever of things that was carried on. So these chariots are not little two-man carriages. They're large caravans that would have plenty of food and supplies, for the Bible calls them a great company. Now also notice there were horsemen. The word horsemen here literally means cavalry. They had armed guards, so to speak. So they didn't just have dignitaries, but they had armed escort. Wouldn't that be something? Kind of like we had Brother Harold Williams had the funeral here the other day over here in Auburndale. And always they have a sheriff's deputy or something that would escort the processional. Well, these people were doing more than escorting. These horsemen, they were there for protection in case, you know, marauders and somebody may want to invade to get the supplies. Well, these horsemen were the cavalry that would protect them. So they were seriously a lot of people that went on this journey. We call it a funeral procession. Verses number 10 and 11. Now remember, it was a long journey. And finally, they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and a very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. Remember, they already mourned 70 days. Now they're mourning. They get near Canaan. They haven't quite arrived there, but they're getting very close to the cave of Machpelah. And they stop in this area. And they mourned for 7 days. It's interesting. Look at verse number 11. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians." Wherefore, the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan. It's interesting to see that the Canaanites saw this great throng of people. Remember, they were coming from Egypt. And in the Canaanites' mind, these were all Egyptians because they dressed like Egyptians in this large entourage. So that's why they called this place the mourning to the Egyptians. In their mind is probably some great leader had passed away. And what's going on out here? Not knowing, most likely they didn't know about Jacob dying, because remember, they didn't have internet. They didn't have things that we have today. So that's why it says in verse number 11 that they thought, well, it must be some kind of great Egyptian. They thought these were all Egyptians out here. But no, in the midst of them was Joseph and the brothers, because in verse number 12 we see this. And his sons did according as he had commanded him, speaking of Jacob, his sons, which would be Joseph and Reuben and the rest of them, did according as he had commanded them. Verse number 13. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought with the field for possession of a burial place of Ephron the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brother and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. So get the picture. They had mourned 7 days, and finally Joseph and his brothers. It doesn't say the Egyptians. I think the Egyptians probably stayed behind. You know, sometimes you have a private burials, you know, just family goes. I imagine that's what took place. After the mourning, I can just kind of picture Joseph and the brothers go privately to the cave of Machpelah, which, by the way, We find in, where was that at? Genesis 49:31. Yeah, look up there. Genesis 49:31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. And there they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. Again, Jacob is talking about this cave. I'm going to be buried there because grandpa and grandma's there. You excuse the language. But Abraham and Sarah are there. Okay? And then we got Isaac and Rebekah, which have been his grandpa and grandma. So great-grandma and grandpa. Grandma and grandpa's there. Isaac and Rebekah. No, that would be his mom and dad. I'm thinking Joseph. That would be his mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and then his wife, Leah. Jacob buried Leah there. Isn't it interesting he wanted to be buried by Leah? You know, there were four wives involved, Rachel and Leah, and then the handmaidens, Bildad and Zilpah, whatever her name was, whatever that name was, I forget now. He had those four wives, but he said, I want to be buried by Leah because Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebekah, and Leah's there. I want to be buried there. A lot of different thoughts about why he wanted to be buried there. I'm not so sure it was so much next to Leah because he did put Leah there when she died. I think it was more the place that's where Abraham and his dad and his mom and grandma and grandpa was. Are you following? So I don't know. Even though Leah was faithful to Jacob, through all the difficulties that Jacob had put her through from the very beginning, I still remember the story every time I think about it, how Jacob worked so hard for Rachel for 7 years. Was that Laban, the dad? Yeah, Laban. And after 7 years, okay, you can have her. Then he wakes up the next morning, and it's not Rachel. It's Leah. And literally, the Bible talks about, what have you done? Now, I was supposed to have Rachel and not Leah. How do you think that made Leah feel? What am I, chopped liver, you know? And, I know I'm not as beautiful as Rachel, but, hey, I'll be a good wife to you. And she was a good wife to him. And so Jacob said, I want to be buried with Leah there, verse number 31 of Genesis 49. So in chapter number 50, his sons did that. Verse number 13, carried him into the land of Canaan, buried him in the field that Abraham bought with that possession. Another interesting thought, and we're going to move on. Remember, Abraham never had a place to hang his hat, so to speak. Neither did Isaac to speak of. They were pilgrims. They were sojourners in the land. The only place that they owned was a funeral plot. Isn't that interesting? Funeral plot. This cave was where they would be buried, and that was Abraham had bought it. And then verse number 14, very important verse, and Joseph did return unto Egypt. He did what he'd went to do, and so he returned. He and his brother, nobody stayed, and all that went up with him to bury his father after he had buried his father. Now it really gets interesting in verse number 15 through 18. And when Joseph's brother saw that their father was dead, before we read any farther, when Joseph's brother saw that their father was dead, don't think it's after the funeral they're thinking this. They're thinking of when dad died. Uh-oh, dad's dead now. And their thought that dad's gone, what's going to keep Joseph from seeking revenge upon us and doing us bad because of what had taken place? And the only thing that kept us safe was dad was alive, but now dad's dead. So they talked about this even before the burial. But nothing was said because of the burial and the mourning and all. Now the mourning's gone and they're heading back to Egypt. Man, what a trip that must have been back to Egypt. They started talking, what's going to happen when we get back to Egypt? What do you think Joseph's going to do?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.